Come among us by your Spirit, that we might meet with you in this place, in Jesus' name. Amen. Do sit down. Anyone peckish? Bagels, baguettes, blini, bread, chapati, ciabatta, crepe, injera, pancakes, paratha, pikelet, pita, roti, taco, tortilla, wrap. Have I missed something? Any more breads that you could name me from all over the world?
Pizza.
Yes, pita. They're all bread. And when I looked, there's an awful lot more than that. If you're very bored and go on Wikipedia, you can find out several hundred breads. And it tells me that bread is something universal all over the world. You can make it with rice or teff or something else if you want to. So when Jesus tells us, I am the bread of life, it's a universal, worldwide picture of who Jesus is and how he sustains our life. And it's got a little bit of echo of who he is. I am. That's a word for God. And several times in Jesus' teaching in John, I am. I am is a name for God. You will know that John's gospel is very different from Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where you've got stories of Jesus. And John, written after years in exile and years of love for Jesus, years of isolation, tells us who Jesus is. I am the bread of life is the very first of seven I am sayings that John's gospel is written around. And you might know seven's a perfect number. Jesus is the perfect savior. I am bread. I am light. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. You could go on and every one of those would be a whole load of bread on your spiritual plate. And if you go to the last book of the Bible, the Revelation of John, at the very beginning, chapter 1, at the very end, chapter 22, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Honestly, I could just stop there, but I won't, because you will feel you haven't got your money's worth. It's an amazing statement in one verse. And I want to ask some questions about what's Jesus talking about here? Well, most obviously, he's talking about himself. I am the bread of life. Jesus is food for our souls. He himself. We wouldn't be here if that wasn't so. We come to look after our walk with God, our life with God. And hearing and meeting with him satisfies our deepest needs, our hungers, the one in whom all our hungers are met. When we come to him in faith, do you know in some of the summary words of the creed and in the baptism, you say, I believe and trust in him. Honestly, that's the foundation of Christian life. When we believe and trust in him, we build our life. We need not hunger or thirst. It's very fashionable amongst busy people to eat on the go. You know, you get a packet of something and peel the lid off and there's your whatever. And you can have a spiritual life eating on the go, really. We got Bible reading notes. Oh, read that. Done my passage for the day. Please bless Mum and Dad and Auntie Cynthia. Amen. And off we go. It's a sort of fast food walk with God, but some of the things here remind us we need to look after our walk with God. Where do you feed apart from coming here in your daily life from God, feeding on his word. Look after your walk with God. Jesus is talking about himself. He's also talking about those who come to him. When we realize we cannot save ourselves, we wholly trust in him, and he never turns us away. I love reading. I read round the Psalms every day. I got my own little reading plan that I made up. I love in Psalm 73, it says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." When we come to him, he's our strength. He's our portion. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot even keep ourselves alive. But by the grace of God, we can come to him today. And today, we have worship and the word and fellowship, looking after our relationship with God. When we come to him, the Spirit witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. It's about Jesus. It's about who we are. But Jesus is also talking about the will of the Father. What does his Father want? Verse 39, "This is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. My Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day." Isn't that good news? We're feeding on Jesus. We hear echoes of so many things in the past. There's the manna in the wilderness, the children of Israel going round the wilderness for 40 years. And they were fed by manna, the bread that came down from heaven. And we have the story of Elijah. Oh God, I want to die. You know, he was like Jeremiah and Elijah, who were a bit depressive, really. You know, he's had a very bad day, if you read about the rest of the story. But God came to him with bread for his soul. And he went 40 days, 40 years, 40 days. Jesus with 40 days meeting with God at the start of ministry. The food of life. God wants us to come to him. What's your spiritual food? I would say, you know, for myself, I'm thinking about this. I feed on God's word. I set aside time, and I've done that for since all the time I've been a Christian, over 55 years. I must have gone through, I go through this Bible. When I need a new Bible, it's very stressful. But I've read this every day all that time, and I would say that feeds my soul. And look what happened to me. Perhaps it's a health warning. Stay away from this book or it might change your life. I seek out teaching. I find one or two churches have got really great YouTube channels and their talks are there. And I can go there when I get home. I'm really plugged into All Souls Langham Place in London at the moment. When I get home, I'll put my lunch in the oven, I'll pour a glass of kava and I'll sit down and I'll get a 20-minute talk. And it just helps me because, you know, you can see my job is to do the talking to everyone else, and I want to look after my walk with God. We look after our walk with God by fellowship, by sharing with other Christians where we are accountable. I'm in a little prayer triplet with two other ladies, and we met this week. We meet once a month, and really, we've got a little WhatsApp group, but we meet once a month. We talk to each other, and we're committed to pray to each other, but also be accountable to each other. And I'm in a small group of Bible study. For me, worship's an important part of how I meet with God, so I seek out worship. I'm just looking, there's the Albert Hall in the autumn have got a gospel choirs competition. Imagine that, gospel choirs, the Albert Hall, that would be worth the ticket price, but it would refresh my soul. And of course, we come in this service to bread and wine, and we come with empty hands. We've confessed our sins, and literally we reach out to God with empty hands, and the bread's a sign of Jesus. I'm receiving Jesus as the bread of life, and the wine, I remember that he's shed his blood for me, and I'm physically taking that into myself, but actually I'm receiving from him. And there's something, it's not about the words or the service or the building or the stuff. It's about I'm meeting with Jesus, the bread of life, the one who feeds my soul. And so that's how we come to God. We come to him in humble hearts with faith. We declare what we believe. We receive Christ and we give thanks for the bread of life. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you with humble hearts as we have humbled ourselves in confession, as we've looked to you in worship. Come among us. We want you to be in our hearts by faith. We want to thank you for this meal of bread and wine, that you are the Lord of this feast. You are the one at the head of the table. You are the head of the church. Lord, we want to receive you this morning, and we give you thanks and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.